And you are listening to K1, the one you trust. It's time now for One-on-One with the Pro. And here's a man who's a pro, and he's on the go everywhere, whether it is Bartlesville or Nowata or at Christmas at the Ville or at the Christmas parades, all over the place. Trevor Dorsey, how are you?
Good. How are you, Tom?
Regent Bank is everywhere, too, anymore these days. You're growing and spreading out and expanding that footprint.
Yes, sir. We're very excited. We got the building open there at 422 South Dewey in October, and so it's been going really good. Most people associate us now with the mural on the side of the building, and so
hard to miss.
Yeah, if you hadn't been by, check out the mural. It's pretty cool. It's a great depiction of Washington County's rich history, and so. But yeah, things are going good. It's been busy. Of course, you get into the holiday season, you think it's going to slow down. Well, this year it hadn't seemed to do that. So
it was good to see you out at Christmas at the Ville, and you got into the cinema a little bit out there.
We did. We have been a proud sponsor, Christmas in the Ville, and we sponsor the movies, which if you haven't been to Christmas in the Ville, I strongly encourage everyone to get out to that because it's an amazing deal for downtown Bartlesville. And, we've talked a lot about a city of our size and the things we have.
It's amazing.
Pretty amazing for a city of 37,000 people to have such a setup. And I got to give thanks to Sherry Wilt and the Chamber team. They do an amazing job. But so if the lines are a little long or something, get you a hot cocoa and park on a bale of hay, and you can watch Frosty or
Rudolph,
of the old classics.
You can't just wait for them to come on TV. You can just plop right down there and enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. It's right there at the depot. And, what can you say? It's a good it's a good way to spend some time together with your kids or maybe just by yourself and just have a little quiet time, have some fun. But thanks for putting that up there, and thanks for sponsoring that.
No problem. It's like I said, it's always a pleasure to work with the Chamber and help because I know that brings a lot of people to downtown Bartlesville, and we got a lot of merchants downtown in this time of year. I encourage everybody to shop local. And I know you guys do the green tickets, so that encourages people to shop local as well.
We even got the big shop local banner all over the studio.
We've been handing out a lot of those green tickets at the bank. So
bet you have.
And it's a, this time of year, we want people to shop local. We want our local merchants to thrive during this time of year because it's a giving season. So, you got a lot of people buying Christmas. And so we really hope that everybody would take the opportunity to come downtown and visit those merchants. We got, again, just a really good group of great retail merchants downtown that do a tremendous job and have been a long time in the community. So we want to certainly support them and see them prosper during this time. As you know, this has been one of the craziest years at least I don't think we can ever forget 2020. I hope 2020, 2021 isn't a replica. I think we need a mulligan right here.
Yes, we do. Now, Regent Bank has not only been busy in Bartlesville, but also in Nowata. I mean, you had parade. You had two of them on one day.
Yes, sir. We had the parade over in Nowata, and it's always a really good parade. We have a ton. It's just amazing the turnouts, I guess, for both of those parades.
It was something else, wasn't it?
We have a lot of floats over there. We have a ton over here. Mm-hmm. They do theirs during the daytime. And I think that allows for a lot of the more senior folks to come out. And they obviously don't want to compete with Bartlesville's, which I understand because, you better get settled in for an hour or so when you come to Bartlesville Christmas parade. But the floats are amazing. And I've got a six-year-old that loves classic cars. So when we got to the classic car section is when he kind of – everybody that went by, I love your car. they're waving at him. And he could tell you what they were too, Hey, look at that Corvette. Look at that Mustang. So, yeah, he's in it. I think that's because my dad, his paw, has a classic car that he's been fixing up. And so Bryson's been fired up. He wants to go for a ride in that car.
Now, if you folks, if you're looking to perhaps purchase a car, classic or otherwise, here's the guy you got to see at Regent Bank, and that is Trevor Dorsey, because you make automobile loans.
We do. We make automobile loans right now. Rates are really good if you're if you're in the market for a new car, whether it's new to you or new. You know, we have really good rates right now. Mortgage rates are at an all-time low. So if you're looking at purchasing a home or looking at potentially refinancing, this is a great time to do that. Maybe you're looking at buying a lake house. But, you know, real estate rates are incredible. You know, the depository rates are not the best. Typically when loan rates are down, our depository rates are as well. But we do have some pretty good money market accounts right now with some really good return or rates on those. And so if you, whatever your financial need may be, we'd love to sit down and talk through that with you and figure out a plan that gets you where you need to be.
Very good. It's always nice to know you got the friendly folks there to help. I mean, even if it's just answering a question, and you never know where it could lead. Now, if you're a business person, maybe you're seeing 2021 as a year that I can finally expand. You can help them out there. And if you're a rancher, you need, there's a lot of need if you're a rancher.
Yeah,
And you can talk to them, too, about your assets.
Oh, yeah. You know, and this is... again, talking about 2020, it's been a struggle for, you know, there's a lot of business types right now that have just, you know, their cash flow cycle's been impaired because of COVID. And, but I think, thankfully with, you know, the PPP, the OBPR, some of the things that were done federally and state-wise, that's helped people over the hump. And I think Bartlesville did a tremendous job. I really have to thank our citizens of our community, because we continued to support those businesses. You know, when you couldn't go in and sit down at a restaurant, I know people were still using those restaurants, getting it to go.
Because we wanted it back when the restrictions were lifted. We wanted to make sure they were going to be around.
Exactly. We have to support local businesses because we want them here. We don't want to see those businesses have to close for any reason. And so I think Bartlesville has done a tremendous job of supporting those businesses. But then... you know, those businesses have kind of started to make the turn. Now you're seeing some retail business supply chain has been greatly interrupted. And so you're seeing some retail shops that say, well, I can't get this product in for 30, 60, 90 days because of the supply chain has gotten so messed up because of COVID. So, you know, that's going to rear its head here, especially now around the holidays because you've got a lot. This is kind of a big buying season.
Indeed. Regent Bank has got, you know, a nice footprint here, both in Bartlesville and in Nowata. Nowata has been around a long time. That branch location takes up a whole city block almost.
Yeah. Yes, sir. It's hard to miss us. You know, big
it's
white
such a
building.
Regal presence.
Big white building downtown. And it's a beautiful building.
It is.
And been, like you said, it's been there forever. And, you know, if you've never... been to that location, it's worth just going in and checking out the building and looking at it. We've got we got some beautiful signage up there on the building a few years back, and so it really stands out now. And like you said, we've got a historical kind of clock right there on the corner of Maple and 60, and so that's kind of, you know, sometimes
the centerpiece of
town. Sometimes when people ask, I'm like, well, you know, we're right at the corner. Oh, you're where that clock is.
Yeah. I guess, building, Kevin.
I guess some people may not pay enough attention to the sign, but they know where that clock is. That's and we got a lot of great folks at whether it be in Nowata County or Washington County that take pride in serving citizens of both of those counties. And we, again, really love the opportunity to help people, whether that's like you said, starting a checking account for a student, or starting a savings account for them to go to college, or you need to refinance your mortgage, need that auto because yours is getting old and need more repair than it's worth putting into. And so there's a lot of things that we can help with. And we certainly, again, like the opportunity to at least sit down and try to help you navigate that and get you on the right path to success.
Of course, Regent Bank has everything you've come to know and love with every form of banking, whether it's online or in person. I prefer the in person myself, but you know, younger folks like to just look at the phone and say, "Oh, look, I've got money in the bank." Well, or, "Oh, look, I better get to the bank and put some money in."
I'm with you. I like in person myself. And I'll be the first to admit I'm not the most tech savvy person in the world. But there's a lot of folks out there. You know, I got a 6-year-old that shows me how to operate things on my iPhone I don't know how to do. So the generations coming up are very tech savvy, and some of them, you know, may not relish or cherish that personal one-on-one. But there's a lot of folks that still do and want that and would rather come into the facility. So I think that's why it was really important for us to have something here in Washington County and Bartlesville, so we could take care of those customers that want and need that one-on-one and that personal interaction. But we do have all the platforms where, you know, from the comfort of your home, your office, your car, as long as you're parked, hopefully not driving. And, you know, all the technology now is just amazing what you can do. Transfer money from one account to another. You can make a deposit from your iPhone or your tablet. Who would ever thought we would be in that, we don't have flying cars yet, but we can do a lot of other things, I guess.
I'm still waiting for one. I'm going to finance mine with you. By the way, speaking of that, you've got pretty much an all-star roster of bank professionals that you've recruited at Regent Bank, haven't you?
We do. We Jeannie Strawn kind of heads up our credit side with helping on the loans. Mm-hmm. And then we have Hank Hamilton, who's been
He's
been a banker since I guess maybe it's the day after Jesus was born. So he's been around a while. Everybody knows Hank. Hank at the bank. You gotta love Hank.
Hank at the bank.
And Trayson Stewart, local product. He was born and raised over in Nowata County. He's our branch manager. He's been with Regent for over 10 years. Been on the deposit operations side, so he knows the ins and outs on the deposit side. Bobby Brown kind of heads up our new accounts, and Bobby's been with Regent for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. She was at her Tulsa location, but lives in the Collinsville area and wanted an opportunity to come up here. And so we were glad to have Bobby. She's a rock star. Everybody loves her.
Yeah.
And then we got Megan Spear on her mortgage side. So she's helping a lot of folks through those mortgage needs. And then Brooke Williams is our over our teller area, and she's done a fantastic job. Only been with Regent for about a year. We hired her away from retail, but you know, retail people know how to take care of customers, and so she's doing a tremendous job. And then of course we got Charlie Pilkington, who he kind of oversees business development and deposit, you know, services. He does a lot on the cash management side and the technology part of it that we're talking about. That
he's, you know, got smart.
I know enough to talk somebody, you know, how to use those products, but Charlie knows the intricate details of that. Mm-hmm. And he really helps you know, go out and visit with those clients, and he can tell you every product, every service, every feature. And so he's great with that, and he's been calling on customers from our Tulsa office here for 2 or 3 years now, until we got this office open, and then now he spends all of his time here, which is awesome. And then Sandy Moore, who is our board secretary, had always office down in Nowata, and she's officing out of Bartlesville here. A lot of folks know Sandy. She's a longtime banker, too. Mm-hmm. She was with First National Bank back before it was Westar, back before it was Arvest. So she's been in the banking business for a long time and worked in the trust services, and does a tremendous job, knows a lot of people. So we're blessed to have such a great team. And again, all those folks are looking forward to seeing your friendly face come through the door, and you'll always get a smile and you know, a coffee, a water, a Coke, whatever, and want
nice
to sit down and visit.
Touch. Nice personal touch, that's for sure. Hey, Trevor, thanks for being with us today. Always good to see you, man.
It's good to see you.
Trevor Dorsey with Regent Bank right here on One-on-One with the Pros.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400 K1.